So, Cooper, you did a performance for us yesterday. It was awesome. And you're kind of like new on the scene a little bit. So, yeah. Give us a rundown on your background.
Yeah, I'd love to. So, I'm from Eastern North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I actually was born in Missouri. So, I grew up there, moved to Eastern North Carolina when I was about 5 or 6. So, that's home. Grew up out, kind of had the best of both worlds. I grew up on the edge of the farmland and stuff, but we grew up close to the coast too. So,
nice.
Grew up doing a lot of fishing, a lot of hunting, you know.
Yeah. Nice.
I got into the rodeo business out of high school.
But you have all your teeth, right?
Yeah.
So, you managed to do pretty good, right? You were pretty good then?
Well, I said I was in the rodeo business. I didn't say I was any good at it. But, so I got out of that and ended up in the music business, and we've been burning up the roads for the last three, four years.
Amazing.
Did you ever sit under your truck bed and play your guitar and sell your CDs?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
All about that hustle.
I know you also said that you had a lot of influences in Texas country. Us, we love Texas country.
We love red dirt country.
Yeah. So we love your sound.
That's awesome. Thank you guys.
Yeah. So what do you pull from when you write? What's your inspiration?
What do I pull from when I write? I would say that I pull from, honestly, life experiences, mm-hmm. or watching the other people around me and their life experiences, friends, family, what either I'm going through or somebody else is going through, right. or honestly, just, you mean, also pulling from artists like Johnny Cash, mm-hmm. Going back to older country and stuff like that's kind of always been a lot of my inspiration.
The traditional. So, yeah. Like you were saying, you love to tell a story, you pull from life experiences. You told a story yesterday before you sang a song about how you're sitting on the dock texting this girl and you were wondering if it was going to work out. So how did it work out with the girl? We all wanted to know.
Well, we got to keep some surprises, right?
Okay. There might
have to be that's another fair. Song coming that tells the rest of the story.
I need another song.
Yeah, Brittany's very curious. So we got to get person. We got to get the 411 and the hot gossip.
I'll have all the questions for you.
I love it. So we play a game with all of our artists. It's called Burning Questions.
Speaking of questions, right?
They are emphasis on burning. So if you don't want to answer, you will not hurt our feelings. Okay. We promise. It's just fun.
Let's see. We will judge you. So.
All right, drum
roll. Outwardly. Yeah. You want to pick another one?
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about that one.
Okay,
rather
can keep you that read it and confidential. Let us know what it is? And you don't have to answer it.
I think we may have to pick another one.
Okay, pick another one. Go for it. Pick as many as you want until you're comfortable answering.
Read us your last text message.
Yeah,
okay, I think we could probably do this one.
Okay.
But if it's somebody like your content manager, you got to skip that one.
I have to find something personal. Let's see if we can find something good here. Apparently, I do too much business here.
God, you're supposed to be having fun.
Right?
Yeah. All right. I know you don't text that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So last text he sent was to a manager or something.
Yeah the last text would have been a manager, a booking agent.
Yeah.
And I actually have, my last text is from somebody named Terrell, a random person I met at the hotel bar last night.
There you go.
It was a Nashville native or whatever, and he wanted to get together about some music. So
that is awesome. So where can people find your music and see where you're touring around?
You can find my music everywhere that there is music out, pretty much. Mm-hmm. iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. We actually had that new single just dropped mm-hmm. last night at midnight.
Yeah, I forgot about the new single.
And then on socials, Instagram's my big one. Obviously at coopergreer.com. And we have a Facebook page. I don't do as much with it as I should, but those are the main three platforms.
You gotta love get people for that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Love it. Well, Cooper, we're big fans already, and we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. We're going to send you with a shot glass and a sticker for your troubles.
Yeah. Oh, I can definitely put this to use.
There you go. It changes colors. Whenever you pour something in there, it turns purple.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it. Well, thank you guys so much for having me on.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Awesome.